This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. It's so glad to be here with you today. I have a very special guest, Maggie Bain. She's going to talk about what it takes to restore relationships. Maggie shows individuals and couples how to strip down to their authentic self, pushing past self-limiting beliefs, doubts, and fears so they can create extraordinary relationships. Maggie is a sex coach and relationship specialist with more than 10 years of experience working with men and couples on improving their sex lives and their relationships. Welcome to the show, Maggie. How are you today?
Oh, that's great. Oh, I'm great. Thank you. And thank you for having me, Mari. Lovely. Lovely to be here.
Oh, it's completely my pleasure, Maggie. So let's talk a little bit about how you came to do what you currently do, a little about your story.
Oh, I know. Well, how long is your show? Because, you know, it's a long story, but the short version is I was living in the Bahamas at the time, and my sons were grown, and I was nearly 50, and like a lot of people, I was looking at the next stage of my life and thinking, what do I want to do with it? And so I sat one afternoon and was thinking deeply, and I thought, well, I've always wanted to be a sex therapist. You know, I felt that I'd been shaped for it, and through high school, I'd been the agony aunt, the person always to go to. And then during lunches with my friends, you know, we'd always talk about boyfriends or husbands, and we'd end up at sex. And at the end, I would always say, oh, I'd love to be a sex therapist. So there I was, nearly 50, and I Googled it. And I found that there was a sex educator in Florida. And so contacted, was accepted, started my training. So there I returned to the Bahamas as the first sex therapist.
Wow.
Wanting to open conversations about slightly taboo topics about human sexuality and relationships, very complex society. But, you know, when you're the first, there's nothing to model on. And nobody knows what you're all about and what your work is about.
Right.
And so someone suggested that I should write a column in the local paper for free and give my contacts at the bottom. So confidence, never been a problem. So I thought about some of the topics I wanted to write about and picked up the phone and spoke to the features editor at the local newspaper. And so I said what some of the topics were and who it was, obviously. And then she said, sure, send it to me by Thursday and I'll print it on Tuesday, which was like, boom, because I'd never written before. And so anybody who's listening who's ever written and anything written for, you know, newspapers, it's very scary and revealing and you feel very naked, hence part of how I became the Bare Naked Coach. And from there went radio shows and TV. And so, as they say, you know, that was the first part of the story. So it's it became very, through the articles, people got to know the way that I thought. And I was able to write relationship things with a little sexuality at the end. And so it was breaking ground. And it was just incredible at the beginning,
And it was
so
very well received, I
That's
imagine.
How I started.
That's a wonderful story. And it was very well received, I imagine.
Yes. I mean, you know, it's scary because if you're the first, then you don't know how it's going to be received. So you have to listen very carefully and gingerly, little by little, sort of step in to the role and develop it. So it's the real, true entrepreneur and the whole creating. So just like your show says, dare to be authentic. It's like you have to be brave to do these things.
Yeah.
But it's possible, you know, it is possible.
Awesome, Maggie. So what role is it talking about dare to be authentic? And it was, it took a lot of courage for you to do that. Wow, that takes a lot of guts. And what role did authenticity play for you in this, as you began this?
Yes, yes. Well, the work I do is who I am. So I don't know any other way to be. And so it's a natural way that I teach and help men, and because I want them to become great lovers so that they can be great partners and husbands and fathers and all that good thing. So It's really through that avenue that I help women and couples, and it's about really peeling back the layers, the fears. You know, we have so many fears that are stopping us from really achieving the desires and the expectations of where we thought the relationship was going to be. So My authenticity is really, I know the highs of being in a really great relationship and marriage, but I also know the depth of destruction. And then the hard climb of rebuilding your life to a higher place than where you left off. And as I always tell people, that is the place of victory. And that's where you have to aim for. And so I am quite open with all my life's challenges and things that I've experienced. And so I'd like to say that I've walked the walk to be able to talk the talk. And so there is an extra depth of my compassion and understanding for my clients. But my real striving, not only for hope, but real solutions and practical tips and to help them along the way are what really makes my work so real for my clients.
I like that. I like that the fact that you present yourself as you, and you're open and willing to share with your clients. And that's so important because, you know, we learn things and we feel so much better when we know that someone's gone through what we're going through. You know, we don't feel like we're so alone.
Yeah.
And you create that for your clients, and I think that's wonderful. What do you think is the first step for a person who wants to create a better romantic relationship, better sex in their marriage or relationship? Yeah.
Right. Well, you ask for one step, but I always have a few, as you can imagine, because I understand that it's not easy. It's not easy if things have sort of faded out, they've got dull, there's been a disconnect in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And so first thing, again, I go back to the title of your show, you've got to believe. You've got to believe that you can make the changes, you know, because if you don't, then that self-doubt, oh, well, there's no point trying because, you know, he's always been like that. Oh, I can't talk to her like that. Well, if that's what you believe, then nothing's going to change. And so you have to believe that it is possible, that change is possible. So what I would say first is flirt again. You know, think back to right at the beginning. What was the thing that caught your eye? Was it the look? Was it the steady, fixed gaze? Was it the touch of their hand? Was it the stroke of your arm? What was it? You know, and so it's getting back and doing those things. And so, again, I have people that say, oh, but it's been such a long time. You know, how can I do that? But again, somebody has to be the first, right?
Yeah.
Somebody has to be the first one. And this is where the courage and the bravery, and it's like, if you want it, then you've got to try, because there's only two people in this marriage, in this relationship. So you've got to really, really try for it. So the other thing is sincere compliments. It's amazing what, and I say sincere because just dropping something into the conversation can just pass and, you know, it can go in one ear and out the other kind of thing. But if you say it and mean it, and I always tell people, you know, find something about their appearance or their attribute, something that they've done, and let them know. And let them know how it makes you feel and what it is that just speaks to you about that. And that is the sincere compliment. So, and that speaks volumes, because it means that not only are you paying attention to me, but it's speaking about, you know, you can see, I feel that I'm known. It's like I feel that you really know me. And so all these things are very attractive qualities, and it's getting back into the flirting again. And, of course, the deep, passionate kissing. Mari, deep, passionate kissing. You know, when clients come to me, I always ask them, do you kiss? And they go, oh, yes. And I say, well, tell me about your kissing. And it's usually, you know, a kiss on the lips, a kiss on the cheek, a kiss on the foot, whatever. But the deep, passionate kissing is one of the first things to fade away. And so that is, if there's one way to arouse your partner, if there's one way to get heightened arousal, it is through deep, passionate kissing. So there you go. There's a few steps for you.
Wow, I love that. You know, this is your, I like it. This is your compliment part. I like this is your compliment part because couples, you know, get into a rut. You know, at first everything is wonderful, right? Butterflies and sunshine.
Yes.
Darling, and oh, you're so beautiful,
yes,
oh, you're so handsome, and then you just kind of get into a rut, and then you start picking on each other, right? And instead of saying how handsome you are, you're like, well, you dragged mud all over the kitchen floor I just cleaned, or whatever. You know, we all get into that, into this pattern of criticizing and picking. So I love that, because if you make, you become intentional with it and say, instead of picking, let me give a compliment. I love that a lot. I can see how that truly turns
around.
Well,
it's a lot to do with habits as well, because negative comments, and I call it the slippery slope. You know, the slippery slope is too easy to go to all that negativity, because, and it feeds. And so tip for tat, and you go back and forwards. But, and so habits, it becomes a habit. And so getting out of that, and so that's why I was saying all these things that I'm suggesting have to be intentional, conscious. And that's where sometimes it feels awkward to begin with. It feels difficult. But, you know, when we're creating new habits, we have to, you know, it is going to feel like that, because, you know, it's just too easy to then to revert back to your old habits.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course,
right,
the contrast is going to feel very uncomfortable to begin with. And that's why, you know, sometimes you need professional help to help guide you along the way.
Yes, absolutely. So what kind of turnarounds do your clients see? So let's say one of them begins to do the sincere compliment and begins to, you know, do the passionate kissing. What happens to the other partner when this starts to happen?
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, this is where, you know, we always come back to communication, you know, about talking or whatever. Because unless you talk about it at the same time, then it triggers a kind of like, well, what's going on here? And people start getting suspicious, you know?
Yes.
It's like
something
must be wrong, or he must be hiding something, or is she hiding something? And so... You still have to talk about it. And unfortunately, you know, this is the area that needs so much help sometimes to get going before you can even get to the flirting bit. But I always say, well, try these things. Try all these things that I suggest. And then if you're struggling and it's not working, then you do need my help.
Okay, very good. I love that.
Yeah.
So we're
going
to take a quick break to listen to our sponsors, and I'm going to open up the line if you want to call and ask Maggie a question. So you can call in right now at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869, and we'll be right back.
It is time to order your copy of The Discipline of Now, 12 Practical Principles to Overcome Procrastination, written by Eric M. Twiggs. By reading Eric's book, you will receive a proven roadmap and blueprint to beat procrastination so you can make more money, get more done, and become aligned with your divine purpose. To order your copy, visit www.thedisciplineofnow.com.
Have you been searching for that one self-help book that can help you address any problem that comes up in your life, gives you the exact steps to make that happen, and can always be there as a reference book when you need additional help? That book is the Fix Yourself Handbook. I'm Foster Ruggiero, the author of the Fix Yourself Handbook. Find your copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or at any local retailer. Or go to www.fosterruggiero.com.
Are you a working mom feeling anxious and worried all the time? I am Dr. Ivy G, the author of The Art of Good Enough, the working mom's guilt-free guide to thriving while being perfectly imperfect. The book shows you how I transform my life as a working mom. Get a free digital copy of my life transformation journal at ivg.com. That's IVYGE.com, and start changing your life today.
Author Paz Ellis takes readers on a cross-cultural and transgenerational journey with Plantains and the Seven Plagues, a memoir, half Dominican, half Cuban, and full life. This book is about life, loss, memory, culture, and family. Written with a healthy dose of wit and an abundance of sincerity, it is honest, painfully relatable, and deeply heartfelt. Visit PazEllis.com for more information on Plantains and the Seven Plagues.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Maggie Bain. She's a sex therapist and coach, and we're talking about how to turn relationships around. So, Maggie, what do you think is the main message you'd like to bring to the public today?
Oh, well, the main message, it's over and over, I see it and I hear it, is that the fear stops us. And so my message is really to be brave, have courage, and to believe that change is possible. And I always tell people, focus on your heart's desire. What does your heart really say it wants? What does it see your life as being, and your love life and your sex life? And that's what to focus on. And then with the right guidance, I'm telling you, you will be able to get there.
Wow, that's a beautiful message. You know, you've said several times that you have to believe, and so true that is, that change is possible.
Yeah.
So let's say that that person is in a space where they don't believe. How can they begin to get to that place of belief?
Well, even if I feel that they should believe and I'm wanting all these things for them, it may not be what they even want. So this is where the judgment, we have to remove the judgment. When we see friends or family or people that we know and we think, oh, they really should do this or whatever, you know, if they're happy with where they are, then they're happy, you know. But as for wanting to get to, if they do want to make the changes, and they feel that they can't do it alone, you know, a lot of people will have quietly gone on Googled or self-help books, and they may have tried to do these things. But this is the thing, is that we choose books and we choose programs of the things that sit in with the way that we think. And so it's so easy to rationalize and justify, oh, well, I haven't got time, and, well, I'm not near the coach, and I'm not there. You know, we will find out reasons. And so that's why I believe that if you have tried and you are stuck, then really the only thing to do is to get professional help, because it takes another pair of ears and eyes to see things objectively and to challenge you. And yes, it can be uncomfortable, it can be difficult, but I'm promising you the end results. And for some people, it's not massive changes. It can just be small changes that can feel huge. And so it's just worth all the investment. It's worth the time, the energy. It's just worth it altogether to try and maximize the life that you've been given, because you know, this is your happiness, and how can you put a price on your happiness and contentment? It is part of your whole total well-being.
Yes, absolutely. And I love that you talk about professional help, because when you have support, number one, you can do things that are different, that are new, that are difficult, right? Because you've never done them before. Yes. I like to tell my clients, if you want to change your life or your circumstances, you have to be willing to do something you've never done before. And that's a little scary, right? Like you say, they have to be brave. But when you have someone supporting you and encouraging you, it's different from taking that scary step by yourself. So I like the way you say that, the way you support.
Yeah. And sometimes it's that, you know, the communicate, you've spoke over and over, you've said the same things over and over and over to your partner, and nothing's happened, nothing's changed, they don't seem to be listening, and so you've just given up. And it may be that, you know, a different approach, a different way of saying things, confirming how you feel. What, anyway, it's a wakening up of the whole of your relationship. And sometimes that's what's needed and that's what people want. So it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, I agree. It is worth it to invest in yourself and invest in your life. Like you say, happiness is something that belongs to all of us. And sometimes we have to do different things or push a little further, you know, past our comfort zone in order to attain that. Very nice. So let's talk a little bit about how to get a hold of you, Maggie.
Okay. So first, well, two ways, really. My website, which is barenakedcoach.com. And if you message me on the Let's Talk page, so all the instructions are there, and I'll get back to you quickly. Or you can email me at maggie@barenakedcoach.com and put in the subject line, complimentary session. And then we can, I can arrange, and then we can arrange to talk.
Perfect. And you can also find Maggie on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on the radio show page, and she's already there with her picture, a link to her website, and a link to this interview, which, speaking of which, I hope that you'll pass along. A replay of it will be available right after. And pass it along to anybody you know that would really need this information and would be encouraged by this.
Yeah.
So, Maggie, is there one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener? Anything special that's on your heart today?
Yes. I just want to emphasize to them, because I think sometimes people forget about this, is that your own sexuality and your own sensuality is so important, and that your most intimate relationship is at the very core of your happiness. So we have to acknowledge your sexuality and sensuality. We have to acknowledge the importance of your intimate relationship, because it has a ripple effect. You know, I say to my clients, you know, the ripples might be outside in the relationship and it affects what's happening in the bedroom, or the bed has, something's gone wrong there, or just off center, off balance, and it has a ripple effect on the rest of your life. So it's so important to keep your expectations high, aim high, don't settle, and make the changes, whatever, big or small.
I like that. I love to make your expectations high. That's wonderful.
Yes.
And so if you if you're not paying attention, like you say, if you're burying this, if things are not going well in your sex life, and you're just kind of ignoring it because you don't know what to do, what kind of effects do you see in your clients that happen from this?
Oh, well, you know, usually if, well, at home, you know, there's a lot of anger. There's a lot of frustration, a lot of people being irritable. The communication usually shuts down, and people just don't try because they think, well, what's the point? And so there's a real tit-for-tat going on. Well, I'm not going to try because she's doing this. Well, I'm not going to try because he's doing this. And so there's a tug and a pull. And so a lot of tension for the children. But again, like I say, the ripple effects, it goes into their work life too. And so, you know, that can affect your job, your coworkers. So it's amazing how it is the core, it is the key to a relationship, it's the core to our happiness. Now, if you find a place that maybe the sexuality, the sex has maybe faded out, I always tell people, just make sure that the sensuality is there, the touch, at least cuddle and kiss and stroke each other and be close to each other. Because sometimes, you know, those bad feelings, the resentments get in the way. And so they just stop everything. And so that's not good. That's not good. Yes.
Yeah. So I like that. So even if things aren't going 100% in the bedroom for whatever reason. It's so important to cuddle and to kiss and to all those things. I like that. What else? What
at
else can
age,
feed that?
At all ages, because a lot of people, you know, as we get older, there's the sex drive and the sex interest fades and dies. And so people think, well, everything should stop. So, you know, there's a lot of dangers that go along with that too. So I always tell people, pay attention, know what you want, and you have to just keep on working at it. You have to keep on feeding it and watering it, and you have to keep it very healthy and very growing all the time.
Mm-hmm. You know, Maggie, you mentioned a couple of times, know what you want, and I know that I say that to my clients as well. So how do you address someone who you say to them, what is it that you want? And they say to you, I don't really know, because I get that a lot.
I know. I get that a lot, too. I know. I knew what you were going to say, the way it was coming. And then I turn it the other way and I say, well, if you don't know what you want, that's okay, because we can work on that. But what don't you want? And so this is where, whether you want to call it standards or a baseline or a point of no return, where you know, well, I don't want to go back down to that type of relationship. At least then you know which way you're turning and which way to face and which way you're going to walk. And so that's really important. Because sometimes, as you know, people repeat the same type of relationships and repeat the same issues and problems over and over and again. And so sometimes we don't even realize. In fact, a lot of the time we don't realize what we're doing because it's habits. It's amazing how relationships have so much to do with habits. And
Absolutely.
So the changing of behavior from there. And so that's not easy. That is not easy. Even for the best, smartest, most experienced people, changing behavior is not easy. And that's where it does need guidance and help. And that's where I come along. Yeah.
Very good. I agree with you. I like that part about looking at what you don't want, because you kind of can flip it around. Well, if you don't want this, what's the opposite of that? I tell my client, what's the opposite of that? Like, oh, okay. So we can work on that. And and I can tell that you give specific instructions, and you're specific. Nothing is up in the air with you, and that's wonderful. Very good.
No,
is there?
No.
We just have a couple of minutes.
Well,
there's something else you want to share.
Yes, I was saying, please join me on my YouTube channel. I'm doing lots of really short videos with tips. And so it's the Bare Naked Coach YouTube channel. And so please watch those. And I tell my clients, or even if you're not sure if you want to contact me yet, watch the videos, get a feel of how I am and see if those tips can help you. And if not, if you're ready to talk with me, then you can send an email or the Let's Talk page on my website for the complimentary session.
Fantastic. So again, Maggie's website is barenakedcoach.com. Go ahead and go there, check out all her videos and all her wonderful things. And thanks so much, Maggie, for being with us today. It's been wonderful having you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And keep up the good work. It's a great show.
Thank you, and thank you for listening in today to Be Authentic Radio. Remember that there will be a replay of this put right on the same link, so spread this around. This is information that needs to be spread around. And have a great rest of your day, and make sure that you listen to the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.